What if everything you learned about SEO is now useless and just doesn't work? Hi, I'm Jared Krause. I'm the host of the Buying Online Businesses podcast. And today I'm speaking with Rad Polujak, who is a website developer, software architect with 20 years experience. He has been a technical mastermind in the SEO industry since 2010 and now heads up our Bob SEO team with another partner, Rafal. Now, Rafal is the head of this organization where he manages a lot of the people. He's basically the main man of management, and Rad is the mastermind behind SEO, where he specializes in include international and technical SEO, machine learning and understanding all of that sort of stuff, as well as looking at SEO from a business and management's perspective. And in this podcast episode, Rad, Rafal and myself, we talk about what it would look like if you bought a $50,000 website and spent $1,000 per month on it and what results you could expect. We talk about, and then some examples of what that could look like. We talk about how to budget, what to spend on your acquisition, buying an online business, and then what to spend on growth and ongoing costs for the best results for your online business. We also speak about a certain important question and theory of like, would you hire an accountant and tell them how they should save your money on taxes? It's a similar thing with SEO. A lot of people believe they know what inputs need to be done to grow their website. And we talk a lot about deconditioning what you've learned about growing a content website, what it actually needs, and what SEO you think works for growth versus where the landscape is at now and what your website actually needs. We also talk about why website management, so like buying a website and just giving it to a website manager, is a dying service. Even though it can work for some websites, we also talk about what else it needs on top of management for growth. And we discuss why you shouldn't only focus on SEO. That's the vehicle, not the destination. And why you should be focusing on the destination and how important it is to not hire an SEO based on I just need more traffic, because more traffic is not the answer. We talk about why you should be looking for more revenue and why your SEOs and your business partners, like what we do here at Bob, is work with you on growing the business and growing your revenue, not just traffic, because that's not really the answer. Now, there's so much value in this episode. I'm sure you guys are going to absolutely love it. We do talk about how we work as SEOs and how we grow people's sites. If you are interested in this, you go to buyingonlinebusinesses.com/SEO-services. There'll be a link to that in the description as well. For now, let's dive in. Enjoy. Have you been lied to about how to increase organic traffic and grow your website? I too used to think that all you needed to do is add more content and gain backlinks. But this just doesn't work. More content and more links alone is not the answer. Nor do you need to butcher your website with generic SEO changes you picked up on some crummy online tutorial, leaving with a Frankenstein website that's slow and clunky. And because I got sick of seeing great people with great websites struggle to grow them, I decided to do something about it. I created an SEO service, which is not just about publishing content and getting links. Sure, we offer that. But first, we give you quick wins, which are SEO tweaks we can make to your website that actually boost your rankings. And then we lay out a killer SEO strategy to acquire more traffic and revenue that outranks your competitors with less content and less links. We've thoroughly tested this service on many websites before launching it and have achieved incredible results, which you'll see on our landing page I'm about to share with you. Now you can finally buy a business and give it to us to grow it for you. To check out our SEO service, head to buyingonlinebusinesses.com/SEO-services and book a call to chat with us to see what is the best growth strategy for you and your website. That's buyingonlinebusinesses.com/SEO-services, and the link will be in the description too.
I can't help but laugh because we have so much fun on our calls. We've actually just had like a half an hour chat off air, and Raf, you just made me laugh so hard, and I just want to say I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
So welcome back, Rad and Rafal. This is going to be fun.
Yeah. Hello, glad to be back.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Hi, Jared.
Hey, Raf. So we've got a few other podcasts that we've done together. The very last one we did together was episode 248, which is just a couple of weeks ago, and that was on more content and more links is a failing SEO strategy. And that's pretty timely, obviously, with what's been happening in the space. But Rad, you and I have had a bunch of podcast episodes, episode 239, episode 220. I think it was another one. we've had a lot. So guys, go back and you can search on the website for SEO and see all the podcasts that we've done together. But today we're going to talk more about SEO and also website management with us here at Bob. And I've got a couple of good questions to distinguish the difference between a few things and how we work. So this is going to be an open discussion between us. The first question I do have, though, is a question that I got from somebody via email who's been following Bob for quite a while and consuming all the content. And the question was, if I buy a website for $50,000 and I spent $1,000 per month on it with you guys for your SEO and management services for a year, what results should I expect? And obviously the answer is it depends on so many factors, right? I already emailed this person back mentioning depends on the website you buy, depends on the niche, the monetization, depends on the environment, Google and your competitors and all that sort of stuff. So it depends on a lot. But when somebody would come to us with those sorts of questions from an SEO perspective, Rad and Raf, how would you guys go about answering that?
We're hearing similar questions a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And this is a valid question. You know, when you're thinking about investment, then you obviously just want to know, you want to forecast at least like what kind of return of investment you're going to get. So as you said, we also ask questions back like, okay, you know, how old is the site and what niche the site is and what's the history of the site. So we analyze the site before we say anything. So we try to forecast every time and try to give the information what you can expect. And in many cases, we say like, if you have a 1K a month, meaning that you have 12K to invest over the year, and very often that it's not enough. 1K is not enough to really grow every month at scale. So we'll put together a different strategy. We say you don't need to work like fully, you know, add to couple of blog posts and couple of links or whatever every month, because that might not get you where you want to be. But instead, we bring you a strategy when we can, for example, implement something bigger every third month. So you invest like a 3K over the quarter, but you're just going to pay us for 1 month and we're just going to implement something a lot bigger. But the main reason here is Google is really, well, Google doesn't care about little changes and little things, right? Google is suffocating on content, suffocating on information. So what we want to do, we want to just hit Google hard, meaning give them something on your site to digest. It's going to take them time, but they're going to really evaluate your site differently. And that can bring you actually revenue. And we've been testing this for a couple of good years now, and that the punch really works best. So it would be ideal, of course, to have ability to offer the punch to Google with information, whether that's entire sections or hubs of content or a magnificent number of links from the great sources every month. But if this is not possible, we can do it less often. But that will give time to Google to actually digest, analyze, and then give us the results. And our common practices as well to, you know, show something to Google, to give them a bit more to digest, let them do what they need to do, and just revisit that like 2 months later and do the retrospection of what kind of results it brought, and then modify the further approaches. So it is actually a self-learning method, and Google is learning about your site a bit more, and it's it can actually give you a lot better results long term. So that's usually how I approach that, and we tested this approach, and it really works best with the smaller budgets.
From my strategy perspective, just wanted to add that what Rafał said about the budget being overall 12K, it's a really good approach to frame that idea, because it's depends also on the ambition that the client has. So let's say, okay, I I'm earning 1K from the site a month. I want to reinvest everything and go with that. Okay, now, if we spread it out over 12 months, there is a chance, there's a possibility, and I would say a pretty high chance that the site will in one way or the other be affected by an algo update that will happen within these 12 months. Okay, so it's actually better to invest, like Rafael said, a little bit more at once at the beginning than to wait and keep investing that 1K every month for 12 months. Now, the reason for that is actually something we're looking at in Google's own self-assessment questions for the helpful content update, where one of the questions is, what is the purpose of the site? Is the purpose only to gather traffic from the search engines? And if we take a client on, we actually go through that self-assessment more or less and specifically look at this question. And if the answer is, well, the site's main purpose is, because it's a content site, to actually earn money through ads and ergo gain traffic from the search engines to do that, well, we try to find a way to diversify that, find a way to implement some added value to the site. And sometimes we go crazy, we implement a directory of bloody sports clubs on the site, or a directory of some companies, or a directory of, you know, XYZ reviewed or at least rated companies, or some other stuff, like the whole hub about passive income, for example. So there's a few things that we look at, but we look at this additional value that the site might offer, so we no longer have to answer that the purpose of the site is to gather traffic from the search engines. And for that, we sometimes need a bit more resources at the beginning, because if you think about it, that investment, it makes your site more proof to any upcoming algo updates that will definitely happen within 12 months window.
That's exactly what I was going to mention as well, is that I think most people are fighting Google and playing a game against Google, but if you get on their side and give them what they want, you can be on the winning side, because like when a Google algorithm update happens, there's people that lose, but then there's other people or websites that win. By investing into your site earlier before it happens, you can put yourself on the winning side. And I think that's really important to understand that, like, maybe your budget in this instant example is like $12,000. And what that might look like is like, okay, maybe let's spend $6,000 in the first 2 to 3 months. And then maybe once we find out what's working, then we can decide to like spend the rest of the budget moving forwards and see what that looks like. Another strategy, and this is the key strategy that I tell people when they're acquiring a business, is to not spend 100% of your capital. For example, if you have $100,000 that you can spend on a business, always have, you know, say you've got $120,000 in your bank account. This is not financial advice. This is just an example that could work for you and may work for a bunch of people, is that say you've got $120,000 to $130,000 in your bank account. You're doing awesome, absolutely, and you know that you want to invest that. Don't spend the $120,000 or the $130,000, right? Maybe spend $100,000 on an acquisition, if that's right for you. And then with that $100,000 going towards an acquisition, maybe spend $80,000 on acquiring the business. And then you've got a budget of $20,000 that's not coming from income from the business to reinvest into it and give it a leg up for growth. And I find if you're going to buy or acquire something, typically you're going to want to grow it. And typically you're going to want to set yourself up for success to give that website or that online business, even if it's an e-commerce or anything like that, the best chance at winning. So then put that budget in towards growth. And normally growth is what I say is risk minimization strategies. By minimizing your risk, i.e. doing SEO things or whatever it is in your business, that's also a growth strategy as well at the same time. So I'm glad that you really mentioned that, because, you know, give it a good kickstart at the start. And this is going to come to, I'm aware that we haven't given a specific answer to the question. they want to know what results they can expect. But when this happens, we kind of need to put a bit of money into the site to sort of see how it fares and what that investment looks like in the environment of our competitors in Google, to see how it has fared, to start to see, like, if we put X amount in, we're likely going to get X amount back. And that's a very rough figure. But first, we need to get a little bit of data first, right? So let's like keep on the discussion of like the expectation of results. What would you guys mention to people? Because I know they want a number, they want an ROI, which is really hard for us to give. But how would you guys answer that?
Well, every discussion is different. Obviously, we have a process. We have data analysis and a lot of experience in that. But nevertheless, every site is different, because every site, first and foremost, might be monetized by the same way, but monetization varies as well, right? And the way I operate around that, and the way I communicate always, is like, hey, even if you put like 12K, you might not double or triple your revenue from your ad streams, right? But it doesn't mean that your site won't be making more money, right? If it's going to keep growing, and we'll see the first indicators of sites growing in first 2-3 months, it's not like that you need to wait entire year to evaluate your investment. It's usually a lot quicker than that you will see the site growing. By the site growing, I mean traffic and keywords visibility, because that's the first indication of like SEO strategy is actually going well, right? So the money might not follow the same month. But what we're trying to do is, beyond standard ways of monetizing the site, which is ads and some affiliate links that people are using, we're trying to expand that, meaning we have a number of programs in your niche for better monetization, for better cookie value, for example, for affiliate income, right? So Amazon is not always a perfect solution. It's usually the worst solution, to be honest, because there are, if they're listening, they are way too greedy, in my opinion.
I agree.
Hey Jeff.
Yeah, hello Jeff. All the best.
So there are better solutions in your niche, right? So we can find that for you. Obviously, the ultimate decision is yours, right? We come to you and say like, hey, we think this share a sale program offers 40 days cookie value, and it gives you 5%. It's perfect for you, right? In your niche. Let's do that, right? So we're trying to find ways to monetize your sites. We're looking at newsletters. We advise on that. We have a number of tools that we can recommend. Just if you purchase your site and this is your first site, you might be hooked to the idea that, hey, ads, and that's my money from the site. But if you start looking into that from different perspectives with our help, then you understand that you can make a lot more money, even if your traffic won't go double in 12 months, right? You might just have like 25% extra traffic in a year, but you might have 100% more revenue, right? Because again, this is not just about the SEO game, it's about the revenue game. And we understand it, but we also need you to be a partner in this and looking, looking at the ways that we propose and like having a discussion with us and implement those things, because there's amazing number of the ways that you can make money from your content site, right? Beyond ads. And ads are also intrusive. So very often, and Google has been actually issuing penalties for way too many ads on the site. I don't remember how the update was called, but it was
intrusive ads update, I think, historically. And then they stopped calling it anything.
Yeah, perfectly framed.
Yeah, you got RADS, so, the Google encyclopedia.
Yeah. Good to have you. People are surprised sometimes when we say like, when they jump on board with us and we say like, all right, put your media buying to balanced instead of like a heavy or whatever the higher plan is, because no one actually can see your content, right? And you're not helping the user. And if you look at the HCU, helpful content updates, right? your content needs to help people, and how it's going to help people if people can't see it. Mm-hmm. Very unlikely, right? So that's why we sometimes come with those, you know, hard solutions, like, but again, working towards ROI, right? And finally answering the question, I'm really behaving like Polish Prime Minister answering questions about the economy. So answering the question directly is that, yeah, we measure ROI, we work towards ROI, and I've seen projects that double the profit, net profit in a year. And I saw a number of projects with like just 20% increase. Really depends how you're going to work with us and what kind of freedom you're going to give us to monetize your site better.
Yeah.
Let's talk about freedom there. Did you have something you want to add, Brad, before I talk about freedom?
Yeah, I just wanted to again frame it in using an example. So we've had a proposal out over the last couple of days. That was actually post update recovery strategy. And if anyone listening or watching us is wondering, because Rafael said, or I mentioned also, that we might come up with a crazy idea of, you know, implementing that huge thing on the site, that it might cost, you know, an arm and a leg. So that proposal, for example, was over a period of, I think, 4 months. The first month was the most expensive, around 3K. But in that, we are actually rebuilding the whole site. So basically redesigning, implementing new template, moving the site over, doing the migration. And on top of that, working on connecting the site to the APIs and gathering data to implement that additional special value that we're proposing for the site. So this is just to give you an example of, you know, the what you can expect for a certain price point. Now, if another example,
price point to rebuild a site for, you know, start doing it $3,000, just knowing the space, it's damn good.
I mean, I would have to say that it obviously will depend on the size of the site. So, you know, the bigger the site, it might get more expensive, but I just wanted to give an example of, so people know roughly if they can afford that, or actually the opposite, they don't think, oh shit, I can't afford it. And that's it for me. Okay. So let's start with the conversation. Rafael said, you know, it depends, you know, we have to analyze the situation, but it's not, usually it's not as scary as you would think. Having said that, we also don't position ourselves as the cheapest, so you can probably find and do something cheaper. It's just with us, you're getting a complete package, and people who are focused not just at, you know, giving you the strategy or executing the strategy, and that's it. We're actually focusing, like Rafael said, on bringing you that value that you need, and the value that you need is usually the revenue from the site.
Yeah, it's very different if you go to a website developer and say, hey, can you redevelop my site? And then you go to an SEO and you say, cool, I just got it redeveloped. Typically an SEO is going to be like, this thing's slow and it sucks. Like, it's worst, it might look good, but it does not perform. So that's something for people to understand as well. You guys are looking at it from a very, I would say, holistic approach for revenue growth and performance. And also that, like, thinking about user experience and, you know, all of those things included. Now, this is where I want to talk about, like, freedom and flexibility, because sometimes, like, I know for myself, coming into the space, as I came into the space and started buying websites, you know, I went to e-commerce, I went membership and then e-commerce and then did content. And through a lot of the things that people are listening to, other people's podcasts and just all the media out there, we sort of start to get conditioned in how things are supposed to work in the space and believe that we need to post X amount of, you know, articles a month, or we need to get X amount of backlinks per month, and it needs to be within these criteria and stuff like that. There's that conditioning that I have noticed that when we have onboarded clients that they're like, no, this, it needs to be done this way. And that is a limiting belief from what I have found. And I know that to be true to myself. Like sometimes if I go to a professional and say, hey, I want the house painted this way because, you know, I know, like, you know, I want it painted that way. But they've got this whole career behind them of knowing what would look better and how to do it better and what's going to get me what I actually want in a different way. And similar with SEO and what you guys do. So maybe let's give a few examples of the flexibility that you guys need when people come to you guys as professionals to end up getting to, you know, the point where like, okay, cool, that makes sense. And, you know, how important is that for you guys with getting performance for people?
Yeah. So let Rafael take it, but I'd like to start with an example. Obviously, I won't disclose the site. However, we've had this client who actually came to us conditioned exactly like you said, who was obsessed with, oh, I need this however many posts a month and however links, and was constantly chasing us he was constantly on our case with the implementation every, you know, other day asking, oh, why is there no new posts coming on the site? Why is this not done? Why is this not done? And where we usually work in the way that we drive the strategy and it works best for the clients, with, in this example, we were a bit stuck with constantly responding to the need that the client set for us, okay? And, you know, that was going on for a few months when eventually Rafael said, hey, look, stop this. Let's refocus our campaign, because what we're doing now, you're getting deliverables implemented, the site is growing, but nothing is happening with that. Okay, let us reevaluate. Let us get back to you. We did that. We came up with a crazy idea again, one of those differentiating things that are of additional value on the site. After we implemented that, I think by the time this podcast goes live, this is already a published case study on your website. You'll see a great, like at least I think 9x growth that we gained with that strategy, that we eventually reclaimed the ownership of when the client gave us this freedom of implementation. So this is just an example, but you know, I'm trying to drive it in the direction that we are happy to maintain the site and execute the strategy as you're telling us to. However, if you sign us up or sign up for the SEO with us, let us execute the strategy that we developed for your site. And, you know, this is much higher chance of bringing you the desired or even extending expectations for the strategy that you would have got otherwise. So yeah, sorry if I kicked in. I know you wanted to take that one, but I really wanted to share that example because it's a great example.
it's actually a very good example. But obviously, freedom and independence, right? This is what we're fighting for. But for real, right? Yeah. Braveheart, brave SEOs in such a difficult word, but okay, for real, let's imagine that you are an investor and this is not your first site and you've done it before and you know the niche and you know everything about it, right? You know how to monetize. You just need SEOs to go in, you know, implement, modify, give you a second pair of eyes, whatever. This is also us, right? Come to us and you can drive your strategy. We'll help you drive your strategy. We won't interfere with that. We can give you just our opinion on the strategy if you know what you're doing, right? And that's like a management, like a service management or SEO management service, when, you know, you tell us what you need, what you want, and we can give you that, like content links, optimization services, whatever. Fine. And I think that that's, you know, in this kind of situation works best. And this is also freedom for us. Like we, you know, we don't put a strategy together. The strategy is yours. We can roll your strategy, right? Fantastic. But usually, like most cases, people actually think they know because they've learned a little bit about SEO, but it's usually their first or second or third site. And they don't really know as much as we do. Just for a simple reason, we've been doing this like just about 16 hours every day for the past 10 years. So we kind of know a lot about it. The best way then is actually from the investor perspective to come to us, fill up the brief, have a consultation with us, tell us what you know about the brand, about the niche, about the history, about whatever you know, and what your expectations are, right? And we measure expectations against your budget, against your niche and competitors. And then we're going to put a strategy that might be crazy and adventurous, but it's going to be suited for your budget, for your niche, or for whoever you compete with. So, and then we roll the strategy, right? And we're going to be reporting you on a different level, right? We're not going to be reporting you like, hey, every day we're posting our article or we're planning this and that. It's not a nitty-gritty needed here, because you'll know the strategy, you'll see the strategy, and our common goal will be first traffic and then a return of on your investment. So we're going to be reporting you differently on a monthly cadence, like explaining, you know, where we are with the project. So what kind of key result KPI, if you want to, we hit, or how far we off from the objective are we? So that kind of relationships actually save you money and gives you more as an investor, because we don't spend time on actually answering all your questions or updating you every day. We don't need to hire anyone for that. But this money is not going to our pocket. It's actually going to your site. So we're funding more analysis or more content or more APIs or whatever we need to use for your site, right? So the money goes into your site, right? And it's the money well spent, right? Because we already know the strategy. So we're running the strategy with every single penny that we can get. And what Brad was mentioning, that was a perfect example. One of quite a few examples already, right? When we started from the like site management position, when someone came to us, kind of new to SEO space, but for example, experience in like software development or other technology, so knowledgeable person, but SEO is a different game. So it's not like you can work in very strict sprints and you can just, you know, delegate work and then expect results. And it's just going to create a bit of a mess, because then agency will be looking at, okay, so this person just needs deliverables, not actually the ROI reporting, basically, right? So you just need a certain number of articles, whether that's good or bad, because you think that's right. And, you know, I understand people learning that from many influencers and many publications on the internet when they first touch SEO. But what really works best is trust, right? So if you trust us, we'll treat your site as our own. And however that sounds, and however, you know, how many people actually say that, we really feel that and we really do that. Like, your site is us, our own. So we look at your site on a daily basis from your perspective, not an agency perspective, right? So you're not hiring someone from whatever, you know, you're actually building your team around your site. And if you trust your team, trust us, you know, you're going to get results, or you're going to get information that something is not doable because the situation has changed and your investment is at risk. And then you'll receive an honest conversation from us, like, hey, you know, I think there is a significant problem with the site you just purchased, right? And we need to talk about it. Maybe it needs it does not need SEO. It just needs a new template and a new front, right? So we're going to be honest about it. If you give us the freedom to make decisions and communicate freely about what is the best at your site and your business needs, basically.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, I think just one more sentence to that, because I've been thinking what we said so far about, you know, redesigning site, and Rafael said that, you know, that honest conversation about what the site really needs is coming from us, you know, and this is how we work. I just wanted to really emphasize that if you've been learning about SEO but not doing it yourself, and you don't have that much experience with it, you'll think that, you know, comparing it, for example, to software development, where you can assert that certain things definitely happen in software development. So if you put this code, you have this outcome. In SEO, it's sometimes not the case. In SEO, sometimes you hit check all the boxes off, but then the expectation, the expected result is slightly different to the actual result. So that's one thing that is really important, and I felt like this is worth highlighting and really making a statement of that. And another thing is that, again, especially for less experienced people in the SEO industry or SEO world, things that website need that are part of SEO are sometimes really unexpected. So and I mainly think about what I said earlier about, and Rafael said about, the new template on the site. You would think, oh, why would I need a new template? Does Google have eyes and look at my site and, you know, how it looks like and if it's pleasing? Well, not exactly, but indirectly, yes. So Google can actually render the site, can see all the elements, or knows where all the elements are. Google gathers the information on the user behavior through, for example, user experience report from Google Chrome. So it knows how people behave on your site and if they are pleased or not with how it looks like and what usability it delivers to them. So there are certain things that you would say, oh, how is that even a part of SEO? Why are you guys even talking about that? You know, my site needs that. But in the reality is that, you know, it all boils down to making the site better. And I know it sounds like a catchphrase or something, but, you know, helpful content update didn't come from the idea that, oh, we just need people to read the content and be happy about it. It comes from the idea that the actual purpose of the site is there, and so we're looking at many different things to deliver that purpose.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's back to that example of, like, would you, you know, if you're hiring somebody that knows what they're doing and has done it for 16 hours a day for over 10 years, that's a lot of time of experience doing it. And learning SEO in theory is not the same as doing it, because you learn so much from the doing versus theory. Like, you can't learn to ride a bike from reading a book and through theory. You can only learn to ride a bike from getting on the bike, falling over multiple times, and working out what works and how to ride the right way. And that's what you guys have done. So I want to touch on SEO growth and website management. Now, here's where I see there can be a problem for a lot of people that want to buy a website and then want to find somebody to just manage their website. Management is management. It's not growth. And sometimes people have management with growth packages put on, and they will have, all right, we can manage your site. We'll go through and update all the plugins, and we'll make sure some bugs are fixed and whatever is going on. And then we'll also give you 4 links a month and 2 articles or whatever it is. And, you know, that's basic, and that doesn't work anymore. Typically now, depending on what the content is, there's so much more to growth than just that which is basically management and what a lot of people are offering. Now, I want to talk about what you guys say the difference is between management and SEO, because as we've progressed and as we work with clients, you guys are already basically doing management for people's sites, which is, you know, some of it's just development, which is not typically always SEO and just needs to be done as a platform, as a foundational base to work on as an SEO. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on how we help people with website management and SEO and the difference between those two. And the blend, I guess, as well.
Yeah, it's very much the blend that we actually propose. Because, well, the way I approach things is, you know, your site needs to be healthy needs to be secured and needs to be available and all of that. So we need to take care of your site from this perspective. So it needs to be faster and so on and so forth. So we very often come with like a management package that we put together for you if this is what you need, and it consists of like some links, some content. But this is a very standard approach, right? And happy to offer that. And sometimes for some niches, it's, you know, still works. But what's really best here is that, you know, we can propose a hybrid approach, as you said, like, okay, foundation, which is secured site, fast site, whatever, that needs to be there, you know, every month, all the time, that's your standard plan. But on top of that, we use our skills to put you on a growth plan, meaning that we're finding ways to grow your site, right? We have still ongoing an AI revolution, so there are plenty of things that we can use, and a programmatic SEO is also one of our strengths. So we can really create another strategy for you for growth, right? So we can combine those two things and saying like, okay, you know, basics are covered, fine. They're very often needed, but here is a additional growth plan. And this is what the growth plan actually can bring you in like 6 months or 12 months, right? So I think those two elements are actually needed if you want to grow your site. Right, if you want to really start making more money from this business and secure the business from future helpful or unhelpful or ridiculous updates, because they're on the horizon, I think. So thinking about, yeah, I want management plus growth, it's actually the best way forward, in my opinion. What do you think, Brad?
Yeah, well, I think for me, the main distinction is, and by the way, again, like you already said, we're happy to run with it. The management is when you know what you want with the site, okay? Maybe need a little bit of advice, or maybe you've even bought an audit from us, and then, you know, you're thinking about implementing it yourself, so you don't want to sign on for a full campaign, but then you actually turn around and say, hey, you know what, guys, you can actually implement that, but I only want some elements of it. I'll take care of the others, okay? And you know, this is management. We'll ensure, you know, content is implemented, it looks pretty, the site is, you know, good and dandy, and it works great, and it's optimized, and we're maintaining it, and we're implementing some other things that you ask us to, but it's more like it's more just a driven approach that we're executing, okay? When you have all the strategy, you want us to just get it done, it's fine. But like I said, like Rafael, you said earlier, it stems from a classic approach to SEO, okay? Deliverable based, strictly deliverable based. And I like that you said that it works in certain niches on certain occasions. I think it depends a lot on the site. And I'm going to, again, repeat myself saying if the site already has additional purpose than just earning through traffic generation, that probably might work on this site because you're basically just decorating what's already built. If I could put that in context. However, if your site isn't built out yet, or it hasn't got any additional value other than, you know, informative content, which for Google itself isn't really the additional value because everyone nowadays can offer informative content, then you would need something that is more than just classic SEO, the classic deliverable based SEO, where you're just looking and checking off the boxes. You would need the growth strategy, and that is the growth element of that campaign that we offer.
It's good to say the word about a growth strategy, because like maybe we need to really emphasize on that a little bit more, because like the growth strategy is not necessarily more articles. I mean, content, the more content the merrier, of course. You know, you need content, and no question about that. But the growth strategy really could be transforming your car parts informational site into a car parts e-commerce based on drop shipping methods or affiliate, right? So the growth comes from thinking outside of the box, finding the ways to actually make your site something different than just the content side. So by the growth, what we think is that, and that this is the idea that we tested and it's working, and we're seeing that across the board, that used to be a blog, right? It used to be a blog. You had 500 articles. Fine. In most niches, not all of them, in most niches, this time is over. And the future looks like the blog is just a part of the site. Because you need engagement, right? And people do not engage with long forms of content. And obviously, you can enhance the content by adding AI videos or other videos or audio files or diagrams, quizzes, whatever. And that's super helpful. And this is also what we do. Like content enrichment, it's one of the best ways right now to actually save the content you already bought. But you, by the growth that we understand, is actually, as I said, creating an e-commerce site or creating an ebook shop on your website, like transforming your content, reusing your content in different ways to make sure that people stay on your site for longer. And Google says that directly as well. The engagement score, they do have, even new Google Analytics, like the engagement, they even call it engagement. And that comes from social media as well, right? If I remember when Facebook was transforming, right? When they were first, they were all about likes. So the same like Google, all about traffic, all about keywords. Yeah, the more the merrier, more keywords, fantastic. Let's bring it in, right? You rock. And that was fine. But then as Facebook was suffocating on number of pages and people, Google is also suffocating on that, right? So it's a lot of data to digest, and people's behavior also changing. So Facebook introduced an engagement score. They started boosting sites in their organics search results and organic feed by engagement, right? Because they understand that they make money on ads, right? So if you stay longer on Facebook, then they make more money. So if you really think about it, this is precisely the same approach that Google uses right now, right? They want people to love Google. So they need to find the great content in this content that people engage with. So let's imagine that you're you're having a recipe site. So you're reading recipe. Someone is reading a recipe on your site, like about fantastic, whatever. And they need to like close your site and go to the, like, I don't know, Walmart online or whatever else there is, and just, you know, purchase everything separately. And it creates, that's a hustle, right? People don't want hustle. So what we do for you when we spot such a thing by looking at engagement and bounce rates and all of that on your site, we're saying like, hey, let's create an affiliate shop, right? On your blog, right? So people can actually jump from the reading the recipe directly to the basket, and basically have even all the elements in the basket, all the essential elements for this particular recipe, right? And that's the engagement you want, because first people stay a couple minutes on that, even longer maybe, then they can purchase and can make affiliate income from it, and your investment is 100% secured from the future helpful content updates. Maybe not from all the other updates like Core or whatever, but helpful content updates, because your content is actually helping people to, you know, to cook something in this occasion from A to Z. And I really want I really want people to start thinking that way, right? Like the intent, because when I'm thinking about it, it really, everything falls in, like started from intent as well, right? Google started with BERT, and even before that, started recognizing intents. And that was a game changer, right? And now we are seeing more and more of that. So they can recognize what kind of intent that person has. And if you fulfill the intent in search results, and then your content fulfills the intent, and Google Analytics can notice, or Google can notice by all other means and forms as well, that, you know, the action has happened on your side.
Yeah.
So I actually, I
mean, someone's happy with your content.
I actually have a perfect example for that, because I've been analyzing a site recently, and what happened was the site lost like 80% of traffic. So it's a bloody disaster. Okay. Everyone would be probably crying if that happened to them. But what I've noticed was that the traffic, yeah, it's lost. However, rankings didn't move that much. Okay, what happened was this site, being content-heavy, informational site, it lost sometimes 3, sometimes 5 positions, sometimes still ranking on the first page, but not as high as it used to. So if you're looking purely at rankings, the damage wasn't that great. The damage was actual in the traffic. And what I started noticing on this site, a lot of keywords were taken over by e-commerce sites. Okay. And well, Google does that sometimes. It changes the user intent. It drives more traffic towards e-commerce. And, you know, I don't want to sound like conspiracy theorist, but we've been seeing that actually the opposite to that over the last few years, just before Christmas, just before Black Friday, where Google was actually, you know, reversing it and pushing the e-commerce sites down. Who knows why, but you might hint at the ad revenue. Anyway, going back to my example, you know, for a content site, it's a disaster. So first of all, you've lost most of your traffic. Secondly, you've been taking over sites that are totally out of your league. So what do? You pump more content into the site? Of course not, because it's not going to work. And that's one of the perfect examples with the where the actual strategy would be to implement, to make this site look more like an e-commerce site. And you can do that by connecting it to ShareASale or Awin APIs and, you know, pulling the products, showing them on the site, and then actually earning the affiliate commission off of on top of everything. So by implementing this strategy, you're actually increasing the chances of recovery, because you're more competitive, because you are also an e-commerce site now. On top of that, you can actually earn additional affiliate commission from that e-commerce section that we've created.
Love it. Guys, for everybody listening, listen to this. Listen to what Rad and Raf are saying. They're SEOs, and they can do the deliverability and the management, and they've done it for a long period of time. But their results come from thinking outside the box. They don't they care about SEO, but that's not the goal. They focus on what your actual goal is, and that's growth and more revenue. And they're using SEO to do it. So SEO is a vehicle with the goal being revenue and growth. So when everybody is thinking about SEO, I think a lot of people get bogged down in like, oh, I just need to get more traffic and I just need to get more rankings. And that can be a helpful thing, but is that always going to equal more money as well? And the answer is no. It doesn't always equal more money, right? More traffic is not always the answer, and better rankings is not always the answer. I think so many people get lost and forget about what the actual goal is ROI and money in their pocket and getting their money back from their investment. And the way to do it is SEO, and they become so focused on the vehicle and can't think outside the box. And I'm just so grateful for you guys coming on and sharing like your minds and your collaboration and how outside the box you guys are with the intention of working on people's sites, sitting in their chair, wearing their shoes, knowing that they're going to want more revenue for their business, not just more traffic. So yeah, really grateful for you guys coming on.
Of course.
Thanks. Yeah, it was really great to share our approach to that, because I know it's uncommon for SEOs to approach that, because obviously that comes with the expectations and responsibility and ownership. And if we take the ownership, yeah, we do take the ownership 100%. And we're seeing that really works best. So yeah, this is what we propose. But again, if you know your strategy, if you know your niche, we can also help with just and pure SEO side of things, and it's gonna be spot on. That's what I can guarantee for sure.
Yeah, love it. I love it, guys. Everybody listening, thank you for listening. There'll be a link to work with us for our, we call it an SEO service, but it's really, it's a growth strategy. buyingonlinebusiness.com/SEO-services. There'll be a link in the description. And guys, this has been a pleasure. I just absolutely love chatting to you guys both. Even just before our call, we had a great chat. And yeah, I'm looking forward to many more of these. So thanks.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks. It was great and fun. See ya.
Cheers.
See you.
Hey, YouTube watcher. If you thought that video was good, you should check out this video here on the two best types of websites beginners should buy. Or check out my playlist on how I made my first 100K from buying websites and how to do due diligence. Check it out. It's an awesome playlist. You'll enjoy it.